Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The story just went live, just like we are on the radio. It just went live at Infowars.com. Climate blockbuster. New NASA data shows polar ice has not receded since 1979. In the yearly aggregate, it expands in the winter, the fall and winter. It retracts in the spring and summer. But overall, the mass has not contracted via satellite readings since 1979. We're going to be breaking down those findings coming up today. There is so much off-the-chart news. Look at this story out of the London Telegraph. I don't want to just cover this article, though. I want the crew to just type in, or you, the listeners, do this as well. Screen time, lower IQ, or doctors warn of children and screen time, or Steve Jobs wouldn't let children play with iPad. There's the headline, Psychology Today, too much screen time damages the brain. This has been known since the monkey studies in the 50s with televisions. And it screws up your brain big time to where a lot of people now, there's new disorders where they don't know how to walk properly or judge distance. And you talk to young people that are on iPhones and iPads all the time, and Lord knows they're great babysitters, because they're mind control devices. It is a fact that the fluctuation rate that has been picked, there's a spectrum globally, puts you into a mesmerized, near-sleep trance state. You can look at the studies and just start printing everything, guys, because I didn't see the story this morning, saw it right before I went live on air, and I want a whole stack, because I don't want people saying, oh, that's just one study. Not only is it ending our families, not only is it ending communication with other fellow humans, not only is it a conduit for brainwashing. When you add the weaponization of what's actually put into the programming, it is startling. I don't watch a lot of television. I do watch movies. I do monitor on YouTube aggregated clips of propaganda to be able to track it. But the whole time I'm pulled back, I'm consciously analyzing everything, and second by second, I'm able to catch the subliminals, because they make me nauseated, because my brain, making my conscious brain be accessing my subconscious brain, is very hard to focus. And it's basically like motion sickness. And then I'll say, okay, there's subliminal in that. Let's slow this video down. Let's find out what's in there. And sure enough, you find it. It could be kill the babies or upside down pentagrams or kill your children, kill your family, eat your children. And we've done reports on this. You think I'm joking? Just look into it. Death, you want to die, it's time to die, submit, don't protest, Ron Paul's a meth head, Alex Jones is racist, Alex Jones thinks space aliens are with Elvis. I mean, the stuff I'm telling you is all real things we found. So I'll be watching it, but constantly making myself be conscious. And it'll give you a headache in a matter of minutes. In fact, I've learned why I pull these videos up that have both subliminal, quasi-subliminal, and then overt propaganda. A lot of times I study these, I give them to the crew to play, and then I don't play them because I'm willing to get burned to watch it in a conscious state, but then I don't want to relive it. But we're going to play one of these ads I saw yesterday coming up, It's pretty sick. We'll be back. We're going to break it all down today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Without a radio signal or internet, just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN Live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Television is completely weaponized. The medium of television and screen time itself has been globally now standardized on a microsecond flash rate that is perfectly picked out of the spectrum to put you into a trance-like edge of sleep, dazed comportment. And that is a fact. And so much of this has now come out today after the show, so I can really lavish the documentation on it. I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News on this subject, the monkey studies, all of it, because what's declassified is over the top. By the 50s, they could make black and white television cause the majority of people in a room to pass out. They could augment the flicker rate and cause the majority of people to have epileptic seizures. Now, just like using poison on crops, there's always going to be a certain percentage that are immune or resistant. And they admit in a lot of the studies, and I'm going to go over some of them, that some people actually become agitated under the programming. I am one of them. It does not make me submit. It makes me very angry. I'm not a scientist. I've just studied what the scientists are up to, and it's incredible. And the reason I start the broadcast with this today is because we're in a science fiction movie, as I've said thousands of times, for real. And it's being run by dystopians who wish to set up a system of total domination and control because it's their nature. Remember the old African saying, no good deed goes unpunished? Well, there's another one. And, of course, it's the parable of the frog and the scorpion. And the friendly frog is sitting there by the bank on a lily pad, and the scorpion comes over to the edge and says, you mind coming over here and carrying me across the river so I don't drown? And the frog says, you'll sting me and kill me. And he says, no, I want to be friendly. I want to be your friend. Please take me across the river. Across the creek. And so the frog says, all right, if you promise, and the scorpion climbs on, the frog swims across with the scorpion on his back. They get to the other side. The scorpion says, thank you. Pow, hits him with a stinger. And the frog rolls over in incredible pain and says, why did you do that? And the scorpion says, because I'm a scorpion. Why did scores of young, beautiful 20-year-old women, 22-year-old women, 18-year-old women, why did they get in the car with Ted Bundy? Because he was confident. He was handsome. He wore a gray suit. He found those were the most effective. And most importantly, he drove a non-threatening yellow Volkswagen. Just like Warren Buffett wears gray suits and is almost always photographed eating ice cream cones and making little smiley faces. He is a mob boss ruler, laundering hundreds of billions of narcotics money a year publicly. He's involved and invested in merc squads, prison industries, every form of evil you can imagine. But he's a nice old man. No. We have all been incrementally inducted from birth in an incremental system of total enslavement, dehumanization, and soul-sucking control. And that isn't rhetoric, that's real. Those words don't even rise to the reality. And what set me off before I had all this other news today was this article out of the London Telegraph, Call of Duty Increases Risk of Alzheimer's Disease. Now, this isn't just one study. It's every major study on screen time. Remember back in the early 90s, it happened in the U.S. and Japan. It was a test. Remember? Thousands of children in Japan having convulsions, falling down in some cases, knocking their teeth out, biting their tongues off. When the eyes flashed red on Pokemon cartoon. This isn't a game, people, and it's not child's play. And you wonder why most people can't wake up or can't get involved, or even if they know they're being lied to, they can't seem to do anything. They are caught, to use the allegory of the snake in the Jungle Book, when he's trying to hypnotize people. Well, I'll say this. I'm no Shere Khan. I'm not a predator, but the snake's mesmer doesn't work on me. If you're a new listener, we have the New York Times on screen. with the children going into convulsions. They say 700. That was the documented cases. It was thousands. Same thing was then done in the United States with other Pokemon cartoons. The television is a weapon system. When we put our videos on YouTube or other platforms that are HD, they can put carrier waves over it. That's why they're arrogant and don't care if we're on air. The carrier waves have been discovered. The carrier waves are in the news. If you're a radio listener, while I'm speaking, they're putting articles on screen. I didn't rehearse this with them. They just search whatever I say, and they find it. Hidden in plain view. Your televisions watch and listen to you with AI computer. And I know you can't help it. You've given your children iPads, iPhones. They'll shut up so you can enjoy dinner with your wife when you go out. Or you can watch your adult movie while they sit in there and watch theirs. You are literally sacrificing them to the globalists. And hey, listen, I get it. At least, though, get an old-fashioned Nintendo Game Boy or something when you go on a road trip, and don't give it to them till the seventh hour on the road. Absolutely restrict it. It's probably better just to completely remove it out of their lives. And then the other kids will see your children as weirdo Amish. But the truth is, you're only trying to protect them from this weaponized system. And hey, we jack into the Matrix to communicate with you. The proto-Matrix. That's what this is. The beginning of the insertion of humans into machines and the end of free will in the globalist own words. You understand that the movie The Matrix, and it's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, it's out of print, it's online at prisonplanet.tv, is from a 1970s document from the Pentagon, declassified in 2001 by the American Federation of Scientists, and then reclassified, of how they would incrementally get us addicted to television, then give us handheld computers with high-def screens, then glasses, then contacts, then brain ports, then the false reality will be so powerful that people will want to be fully inserted into it. And you'll have a sim that goes out and is allowed to have street fights, is allowed to go into city sectors where crime is authorized for excitement. They're going to seduce everyone into this, sim wars. It's going to be so inviting. You think the Matrix is seductive now? Wait until the real Matrix launches. And by the way, I know Keanu Reeves. On record, everybody knows that. And I know the folks involved with the Matrix, and I'm just going to stop right there. So you need to understand, that movie is in your face. What they're planning. And you can say, oh, that's science fiction, will never happen. Really, jet airplanes won't happen? Really? Every book ever published can now be stored on the head of a pen? And they said 30 years ago they would be able to do that someday? They did it. When they get 10 or 15 top engineers together in a room, they don't even know how everything perfectly works together with these new computers. We've already lost control, ladies and gentlemen. And if we can't even admit that we've aborted 50-plus million of our fellow Americans, and what is it, half a billion people worldwide or more have been aborted? If we can't even value ourselves, stick a fork in us because we're done. Because if you don't recognize people that are addicted to video games, some of them are here in the office, they're good people, they'll bow up when I say, you know, those video games are inducting you into a false reality and are taking your free will and damaging your cerebral cortex. They'll say, you can have whatever opinion you want. It's one of the few times I've seen two different video game heads here in the office kind of get upset with me. Hey, don't you try to take my heroin away. Listen, we've all got our own addictions. This is an enemy two-way conduit where you get to go be a fake hero in an imaginary world and build something instead of building something in the real war that we're in the middle of. We're going to break it all down straight ahead.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KD Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All KD Armor is now 15% off. KD's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's KD Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Things are going to happen. There's different variants within those two possible futures. The levee's either going to break and humanity's going to understand we are caught in a trap and try to struggle out of it, or we're just going to submit and fade away to the new reality that the globalists have decided is our future. And I'm going to explain to you again, video games were invented in the 60s by the Pentagon to create unthinking killers. instinctive shooters. It's why the police are so effective now. They're given the same military training. Thoughtless, instinctive shooting. And so when they go up against gangs and other criminals, they just shoot them to pieces if it's a seriously trained police department because they've been given killer training. It's just training. It's like you can be trained to break somebody's neck. And if you have the will to do it and don't think, you just break their neck. Nothing special. You just got to have the force to do it. You can break somebody's neck just like that. Break somebody's arm just like that. Shoot somebody just like that. You don't think, you kill. Well, guess what? While you're in these simulations, I mean, I see the ads for these video games. Be somebody. Command the future. Build your empire from your mother's basement. Designed to take men out of the game where you watch other men play sports or you play simulation sports. And with it, they're tracking everything you do, watching everything you do, recording and videotaping what you do with the Kinect systems and others on record. Samsung TVs, all of it. We told you when they were first coming out with those 6-7 years ago that it could look through your walls with the sound sonar system and even watch you in bed, on the toilet, record everything you're saying. Then hackers listened to me, and they went and they hacked into people's Kinects and Xboxes and videotaped them through multiple walls playing with themselves. Remember that in the news? It's not a game, people. It's not a game. These are all composite eyes of the AI supercomputer that is as conscious as the day is long, sentient, awake right now. You want to know why the politicians act like we don't exist? You want to know why the upper echelon just seems like they're on another world? Because they are, folks. They've had medical breakthroughs. They've had technological breakthroughs that are 30 to 50 years advanced. I saw a Northrop Grumman ad this morning that I want folks to pull where it shows different stealth aircraft. Then they cut to their latest one that's secret, and there's a drape over it, and it shows this super handsome, commanding, you know, archetypal male pilot walk out and look at his machine with pride. That's meant to sell you on spending tens of billions of dollars a month on these systems when those planes are 25 to 40 years old. And the real spy planes they've got and the real bombers they've got don't have humans flying them, and that's for at least 15 years. So see, there'll be simulations and there'll be vestigial and ceremonial pilots on the planes and ceremonial pilots in the squadrons. They're already giving awards to the drone pilots and now awards to the artificially intelligent autonomous drones like England's tyranny. And then they say, by tyranny, we mean the Welsh word. I think it means like good daughter or something. And then they've got another one called, I think it's Tyrannus. That's Latin for terrible. Oh, they go, we mean something else. They always lie to you to give you false info to damage your thinking process. Everything they do is a war on us. It's all a deception. Now let's continue. Call of Duty, increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. So you're supposed to have pride when you go play your Call of Duty. University of Montreal study finds video game players navigate the screen using a key area of the brain. Millions of boys could be at increased risk of Alzheimer's disease and other mental illnesses in later life through playing action video games such as Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, according to new research. Yeah, see, I wasn't really playing video games when I was 16. I was dating 22-year-old college graduates. When I was 21, I was starting a radio show. Again, I wasn't playing video games like all the other guys. I was out there being a man. I'm not saying I'm something special. I guess I'm just an old-fashioned man. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I want more candy. I want more video games.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the final countdown to human exterminism unless we awaken. The quest for human survival. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. By the way, if you're a new listener or you're one of the mainstream media clowns that write news articles, saying Jones is insane, there are no chemicals in the plastics changing our sexuality, or Jones is insane, glyphosates aren't bad for you, like they've said in the past, and don't change your sexuality and give you breast cancer. Jones is insane. There's no plan to militarize police. Jones is insane. The NSA isn't listening to us. Jones is insane. There aren't microphones and cameras in the TVs watching and listening, which they now all admit 20 years after I told you. You're under attack, too. Just because you play the game that you're part of the establishment and that you're powerful and that you're going to come out on top because you've decided to join with the globalists, you need to understand that most of you, I've studied you, are in denial. You actually believe none of this tyranny is happening, so you can then try to discredit our resistance to it, like when I had Al Jazeera. That's set to air today, by the way. We should track that on their big nightly news show. They're doing a special across the country demonizing the libertarian right wing and saying that we're insane and believe there's about to be an imminent military invasion of Texas, Utah, and Southern California, which we didn't say. We said they're trying to condition the public and the military to accept it. And he'd look at me with a straight face and say, there is no gun control. No one's coming after your guns. Guns have not been banned anywhere. And I would give him examples, and he would say, no, they haven't, and would smile at me and then laughed after the interview and knew that it was all pure bull and all a big joke on reality. Just like when I had the host of ABC Nightly News here for a Nightline piece he was doing. I forget his name. We can look him up. Shows how much the mainstream media has died that one of the main hosts of ABC Nightly News, I don't even know his name. I forget his name. And he said, there is no world government. There is no move towards a corporate world government. So I showed him Ron Paul quotes, Barry Goldwater quotes, quotes by then-president George Herbert Walker Bush back in the 90s, and then at the time, Prime Minister of England, Gordon Brown. And I showed him video clips as well. And he looked at me in that control room and said, they're talking about a different world government than you're talking about. And I went, no, they're not. And he laughed. And he said, well, that's your opinion. It's a game they play. Here's the deal. Your children are being hit with fluoride to brain damage them and give them bone cancer. Your children are being brain damaged by television. You're being brain damaged by it. We are being bombarded by high-frequency radiation pollution. And it's part of a strategic, long-term, soft kill program that the Nazis adopted from international business machines who developed the computers that were used in the work camps to track how much people were fed or when they were executed. And IBM today runs the Watson computers that are controlling when you get health care, what prices you pay, when you're put on a death list, on a no-treat list. We're already under this system where the doctors are told what to give you as an anesthesiologist. What to give you in terms of surgery or what medications. We're already having our free will, our judgment removed from the equation. Police are going to be nothing more than robots, told every order what to do with live cameras on them at all times being directed. And they'll be allowed to kill, maim, whatever. It won't be to reform them, but to fully automate them. IBM launches Watson Health Global Analytics Cloud. It's in the cloud. Mobilize your world, AT&T. I'm about to break that down. But here it is. Call of Duty increases risk of Alzheimer's. Scientists say players navigate the screen using a key area of the brain called the caudate nucleus, which leads to loss of gray matter in the hippocampus. Previous studies have shown reduced volume in the brain, which controls memory, learning, and emotion. It's associated with neurological and psychological disorders, including dementia and depression. And the main reason that this is happening is not because you're just sedentary. It's putting you into a sleep mode at a time that the rest of the brain's not lined up for sleep. And it's got your brain doing unnatural things it's not meant to be doing. And you're making these movements in your mind without connecting it to your body, so it's virtual reality, and it's creating all sorts of motor neuron control disconnects to the middle ear, to your balance, to everything. Just like reading in the car is unnatural for most people, and you'll get nauseous doing it, even if you're not really a person that has motion sickness, you'll still get grumpy. I noticed when I was a kid, my mom was driving and my dad was reading. He claimed he didn't get motion sick. But, man, let me tell you, after about 2 hours, we stopped for something to get gas. He was usually pretty nice. You didn't want to give him any lip. Because he'd get out, he'd have a headache, he'd look around, he'd be angry, he wouldn't know why. Because what he was doing, you're not designed to do. It's unnatural. And I'm not, people say, well, you just need to adapt. This is not being done to make us adapt. This is being done to end us. The IQs are dropping. The cancer rates are exploding. Everything good is down. Everything bad is up. This is scientific. And now they're moving towards the full-time goggles. Now, continuing. Call of Duty. Previous studies have shown reduced volume in the hippocampus, which controls memory, learning, and emotion. It's associated with neurological and psychological disorders, including dementia and depression. What's fluoride do in the new big government studies out of England? Causes depression, causes anger, causes dementia, causes early onset of Alzheimer's. Yeah, when you drink poison that's used as bug killer, it's not very good for you. There's the headline. London Telegraph, fluoride in drinking water may trigger depression and weight gain, warned scientists. There's no may about it. So, if you want your brain to be damaged, if you want to be in a brain fog, if you want to not function and have your own life and be taught to be dehumanized, I mean, I know people that go out. I know people in my life that I've lost, who I never see anymore, and when I do, they're zombies. And you know what they do? They go home and they watch their favorite TV shows, and then they play video games. And folks, let's get something straight. I go out sometimes to a place called Pinballs that's got a bunch of pinball machines and video games. And then it's a special event, and studies have shown it's actually good for the brain. A rarity, once a month. You're standing up. You're driving the race car. You're shifting the gears. Overall, it's not bad for you. A little of something bad can be good. But if you're doing this an hour a day, you are being hurt. And it's, understand, it's not on accident. It's all perfectly geared. Again, I was allowed to the University of Texas Psychology Department. Into areas that are restricted. I'll just leave it at that. And they have a monkey farm out in Bastrop with thousands of primates at any one time. One of the biggest in the country. And they had DARPA programs with the monkeys strapped in. And they euthanize them after a week. With their brains strapped in and just studying still flicker rates. DARPA CIA run, trying to find that perfect sweet spot to make you go into a trance and submit it. So now do you think I care when they get on the news and call me a kook and a nut when I know all this? I mean, it's like, you're victims too, morons. You're under psychological warfare attack. And you need to be aware of it. Look at these headlines. Steve Jobs didn't let his kids use iPads. Gray matter. Too much screen time damages the brain. Psychology Today. No, any screen time does. Smartphones, iPads hurt toddlers' ability to learn, socialize. What your brain looks like after a Netflix binge. Huffington Post. And what's it look like? Lower brain waves forever. The idiot box, how it's turning us all into zombies. It's been called the idiot box since the 50s. You ever sat there and look at your children when they're watching TV and their mouths are open? They're like the body snatchers or something? There's parks, there's rivers, there's mountains, there's you can go join a boxing club, a jiu-jitsu club, there's... You can go join clubs that go out and look for fossils. I mean, there's just such an incredible universe around us, but the globalists want us looking into the little universe they control where they can feed us all these false narratives and prey on the population. And it's not just electronic brainwashing. It's not just the flicker rate. Once you're in the mesmerized field, once you're under the trance, the literal trance, once you're under a spell, once you're in the flicker fusion threshold, once you're under its control, what does it do? It takes wholesome images, just like a block of cheese, a slice of cheese, a delicious cheddar, on the mouse trap, but the mouse doesn't know that it's about to get its neck broken. And it goes over, and it starts eating the cheese, and steps on that lever. Whap! Dead mouse. But see, they kill you with poison in the cheese, and you go off and die a month later. You go off and die 10 years later, and you don't even know what hit you. And the computers are all in place, run by the company that ran the Nazis. IBM is now in full control of the global health algorithm and can block diagnoses, can hide what's happening, can control, can discover when doctors are finding out about something, can shut off funding, because the Nazis were going to take over the planet with the eugenics technology they learned from the U.S. and England. They were told they were going to be allowed to, and they were set up and brought down. Doesn't mean they were good. They were just set up. This is all mainline Nuremberg trials. Fluoride in the water, all of it. They were going to go in and put fluoride in the water. They were going to engineer food and lace food. They were already working on finding the genome. They've been given all the Cold Springs Harbor data, and they brought them to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, and they were going to engineer food that dumbed down and phased out the sub-races, as they called them. That entire program has then been readopted back into the United States. When 36,000 Nazis were brought over here after World War II, a lot of them were just coming back to where they'd already been trained. And they were put in command of all the major universities, almost every one. They were put in control of all of NASA. They were put in control of the CIA. They were put into the FBI. They were put into every division. And not because they were the body of the Hydra. They were just a loving, sweet little head coming back to mommy to get milk. It was a hurt little head that had been kind of squashed, but was only used to bring in the larger globalist program of soft kill, and the cartoon Nazis and their thug uniforms and everything was just how they'd been trained and set up by Lord Milner and others. And it was like, it's okay now. We crushed you. We're going to bring you home. Call it Cobra, call it Spectre, call it Hydra. It is the shadow global criminal network that are eugenicists. I'm going to skip this network break. This information is too important, but no more today, I promise. Thank you. So that's just one little article I have about, it's not exaggerated, probably 150, 200 here, I don't know. In fact, at the end of the show today, guys, I want you to come in and count these articles just to see if I'm exaggerating. Here, this stack right here, I bet is about 30 articles, 30, 50, 80, 100, yeah, it looks about 130. Each one of them just as incredible, just as over the top, just as revealing, just as much in your face, because they can be in your face now because it's all wide open. They've got most of the public in a trance state. Now, speaking of what happens once you're in a trance state, I saw this yesterday. We had it DVR'd here at the office when I got here. And then Rob Dew found, let's not exaggerate, I think more than 10 others. And everyone's the same. Men are lazy idiots, trendies, non-threatening trendies, hipsters. Their women are in command. And the women use smart grid, mobilize your future, your world, apps to watch their husbands on cameras, to open the doors, to turn on the alarms, and the men are basically absolute idiots. Now, in all the ads I saw, they're trendies, except for this one. He's more of a football player type, cool jock dad, what every woman, you know, thinks she wants. And she's real loving and sweet. She makes the decisions, though, in the house, which 80% of purchases are decided by women. And it's been like that in every culture, back at the hut, back at the cave. The men go out, fight, die, bring down the big animals, you know, do all that, come back, and then trust their women, because it's all part of the family. It's one unit to raise the children. But see, now, he doesn't raise the children. The AT&T NSA-run grid with the woman teamed up with the house slave, because the Romans did this. It wasn't just in the South here where the black woman was brought in, learned to read and write, put in charge of a lot of the house affairs, and then she kept the men down and would spy on them, who would literally sleep on the dirt or in hay straw and would bend down to her. That's from Roman manuals over 2,000 years old with their German and then Gaulish French slaves and their Austrian slaves and their Albion slaves, their British slaves, their Pitt slaves. You bring the women in, and they watch the other men. And this is how it is. This is our bondage. And women have been told. Women know. They go, I am now with the state. It is my friend. It tells me I win. All the movies show me as the hero now. The men are down. The fall of men is here. That's right. The fall of humankind is here. We're going down. We're on fire. We're hit hard. We're killing our babies. It's one unit. Men and women together are the species as a team. Men have been turned into arrested development snot noses. And the women go out and get an arrested development snot nose, and then they're not happy and turn them loose and go, well, then I want a woman who's butch because I'm looking for a man. And the only role where somebody can be manly is if they are a Janet Reno. And so then they go and live together and create a husband and wife scenario with their own sex. When you want to take out fire ants, there's different systems to develop, but they've got some that hit the sexual procreation. You sterilize them. And see, we've just been hit just as much as when alien spacecraft landed and took over our society through AI and was running all this. I mean, it might as well be that, as I've said 100 times. It's that over the top. And I want to air this ad here as we skip our own. This is not paid. Next thing people, you know, the fake story will be that I'm running AT&T ads. The point is that this is the brainwashing that they're engaged in. I just think it's interesting that we're skipping our ads to play one of their ads. Where in every ad that we pulled up, there's a whole series of these. They're on YouTube. I saw this on the Weather Channel yesterday morning. That the man is a complete bumbling idiot. But don't worry, mama's got the AI computer. Mama's got the system watching him. You know, dad forgets to open the door for the dog sitter. Don't worry, the computer will do it. Dad forgets to arm the alarm. Don't worry, mom will do it. Don't worry, dad falls asleep on the couch and the kids are up. Mom is going to, you know, Big Brother talk to him. See, Big Brother's nice. Big Brother's helpful. And then he forgets and turn the lights off. Well, she does that. But she loves him. She says, I love you. And that's what they would do. You know, they describe it, translated out of Latin into French and then into English, that half the blacks would die when they were shipped over in a coffin ship. They'd cram so many down the bottom. A lot of times the sailors would die. In fact, on every mission, about 10% would die as well. Just horrible. That's how cheap life was. And when they got there, they said, pick out whoever the leader is, whoever people are looking to, and basically beat him to death. And then take a boy, 5, 6, 7 years old, and whip them. And tell the women, through the translators that you'll have on the ship, this is right when they get to the slave block, in New York or wherever, or Virginia, beat them right there in front of them, within an inch of their life, and you tell them, you keep these men in line or we're going to kill them all. That's what I tell women today. You keep your men in line if you want to be safe. You do what the state says. Now, within a few generations of that, the women just hate the men and prey on them. And this is our journey into total slavery. This is who we are now. And it doesn't matter what sitcom or what drama it is. Dads are bad. Dads are stupid. Dads are lazy. Unless they've got gay friends or unless they've married a minority. And again, I'm not even demonizing these messages. The point is they're unified messages of social engineering. And when you see these messages, you need to understand you're not in Kansas anymore. Imagine every message is that men are bad. Every message is that men are no good. And it's there to hurt women, the main target, who are the species. Women are the species. And they convince them to love their slavery. Just like the Uncle Tom in Django. That's what our women have been taught, to fight to the death of the state, to thank the state for everything it does to them. Let's go ahead and think all their frustrations and problems are in the failed men who were raised to be failures by their mothers, who were told to henpeck them into submission and to make them weak. I remember being 6 years old, walking out the back door with a double-barrel 12-gauge shotgun and a pistol holstered on my side, 6, 7 years old. And my grandmother looking at me while she was sitting there cooking food and going, "Be safe, sweetheart." And she just looked down while she was cooking with pride. She wanted a man. She wanted a strong tribe. She wanted her progeny to go to the stars, not fail. She was a real woman. Not these things we've got running around today and not these men. These aren't men either. Where is your pride to stand against this, women, when every ad has men being crap? What does that tell you about this system? What it wants to do to us? Let's now go to the evil ad from AT&T.
Piece of bacon with your egg and the omelet for the king.
Okay, babe. You got this, right?
Yeah, that's a piece of cake. I got this.
All right. Good luck.
He doesn't work. She does.
All right. Everybody got their bags and lunches?
And how do we get to your school?
Keeping things under control is now easier than ever. AT&T Digital Life Home Security and Automation lets you stay connected to your home.
See, it's supposed to be in. They're thinking about security. See, everything's reversed.
866-595-7988 today.
Or see, you forgot the letter M.
Digital Life Package.
It's a cake, huh?
Call right now to get smart security equipment plus an outdoor video cake.
Back it up 15 seconds. See, oh, he forgot to let the dog sitter in. She goes, piece of cake, huh? Everything she does is diss her husband, unaffirm him. She'll put her boys on Prozac. She'll put them on Ritalin. She'll stun them. She'll hit them. She'll win. Let's go back to her.
Guess you forgot about the dog walker.
Call 1-866-595-7988 today for our special $99 digital life package.
It's a cake, huh?
Call right now to get smart security equipment, plus an outdoor video camera, plus a garage door controller, all for $99.
Oh, come on, honey. It's so late.
Well, what are you doing up?
How's it going?
Piece of cake.
Love you.
So call right now to get smart security equipment, plus an outdoor video camera, plus a garage door controller, all for $99.
All right. Thanks, honey.
Real life needs digital.
Oh, thanks, honey, for the AI. Thanks for running my life. Maybe she has an app to wipe his butt. See, the message is you don't need men. Well, they don't need humans, folks. It's the rise of the machines. Warning! 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 Danger! Danger, Will Robinson.
GTNLive.com.
Well, we're raising the alarm. We are men. The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.